Have some fun.
Steve, thank you so much. It's Bill F. and normally Wendy Snyder. Wendy is off this week. She'll be back on Monday. Hannah Stanley is filling in from Flavor HD, and we'll talk to her partner from Flavor HD, Dane Neal, a little bit later on. But first, our friend Pat McGann is here for several reasons. Most notably, he's appearing at Zany's in Rosemont tonight, Friday, and Saturday. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Nice to see you.
What's up? Good to be here. Be back.
It's good to. Oh,
I was
no.
Say back and here at the same time.
You're going to. I
think you did.
As a joke, I put masking tape on your lips. I didn't think it would play on the air, but it is. Good to see you. Great to see you. Hannah was just telling me she tried desperately to get you on her show, her weekend show, but you shunned her.
You are already booked on Bill and Wendy at a different.
And you,
were
you don't
like,
want
no.
to be overexposed.
I do recall, but yeah, I think I was just.
You were incredibly apologetic.
Of course I was.
As
and I
your
said,
way.
Weekends are
and
always
I said,
difficult.
You're banned. You're banned from my show.
You're banned from Hannah's show. Take
and
that,
here we
Pat.
Are, awkwardly running into each other.
I know.
It's IRL, which I just explained to Bill means in real life.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, IRL? No, I never heard that before.
IRL.
I had no idea.
Because who has time to say
now you're hip
in
like
real
me.
Life? That takes forever.
I just learned NSFW about a week ago. Do you know what NSFW is?
Not shaking for...
No, not shaking. Okay. Not safe for work.
Right.
Because a lot of the websites I visit have something and it says NSFW and I go, is that good or bad? I don't know.
I
let's
know
find
that.
Out. But that means if you're going to watch this, you should not do that at work.
I love the ICYMI.
Oh, wait.
In case
when
you
people,
missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. And a lot of people,
that.
Like, they'll write an article and then they'll repost it, like, in case you missed it. Like, get right. over yourself. Right. We didn't miss it. We just didn't click on it.
There's,
in case you missed it.
That's what it is. Well, thanks.
Here it is again.
FYI.
Still awesome.
There's a website I'm on. There's an entertainment website I'm on. And they never, ever, ever mention the name of any TV shows. There will be a thread and it'll just see GOT. And I don't know what GOT is. It turns out it's Game of Thrones. But unless you know the acronyms for every single TV show, that website's ridiculous.
Right.
Because
yep.
they never mention the name of any show.
They
like,
do that
Friends
with
is just F. Let's just talk about F. All right.
They do that with all the Shondaland shows. So
yes.
How to Get Away with Murder is HT, whatever that turns out to be.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I have to Google everything.
Yeah, the acronyms.
Everyone's in a hurry, Pat.
Way too long.
Everyone's
it's
in a
Twitter
hurry.
It's the Twitter world.
It is the Twitter world.
We don't have enough characters to actually write about characters.
So true. So true. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
To you as well.
Is Thanksgiving a happy time for the McGanns or
sure.
a stressful time?
No, it's happy.
There's no stress.
You know, it's just a nice day to sit back. As Americans, we need that.
Mm-hmm.
A day to just
eat,
lay around and eat, because all these other days
we have to
do some other stuff and then lay around and eat,
right?
Or stand and eat, driving and eating,
right?
Thanksgiving, it is kind of funny when you think about it. Like if you were
it's
explaining
it's
to
a
someone,
day of gluttony.
Explain it to people outside of this country who
right.
already think that we're fat and lazy. It's just a day we take for ourselves
right.
to be, you know. Consume 3,000 calories as opposed to our regular
right.
2,000 to 2,500.
Right. And then if you're a fan of football, boy, what a great day, because you get to watch three games back to back to back. You don't have to talk to anybody. It's just football. But if you don't like football, you're kind of a prisoner for 9 hours.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be watching. I feel like Detroit, they're always on, right?
Well, it's always
it's
the Lions and the Cowboys.
Lions, yep.
Since day one, they've always had kind of a hold on that day. But now it can be anybody because it's three football games in a row. Yay.
Bears, Packers. What a waste for.
I know.
I mean, that is kind of silly because people would watch that game on any day.
Yeah.
And then throw it on Thanksgiving. But
yeah.
Yeah, Detroit, like, well, how disrespectful. Those guys are always terrible. The
yeah.
city's terrible.
Yeah.
And then they make them play on Thanksgiving, too. They're like, we're going to take this away from you, too.
Now, have you worked, because I know you work all over the country, you've worked in Detroit, haven't you? There are parts of Detroit, even though it gets such an incredibly bad rap. There are parts of Detroit that are incredibly nice.
Incredibly nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Detroit, I was just in Cleveland last
yeah.
week. A lot of these like Rust Belt cities, they're coming back.
Oh,
more
yeah.
people than ever are moving downtown. And I know it's cliche to say about Detroit, but no, truthfully, they are coming back. I stayed downtown Detroit last January. I was doing a gig down there.
Yeah.
Beautiful hotel, bringing back some restaurants there. And
oh,
like
yeah.
I said, like these cities are just, they're coming alive.
And it's so funny, though, how some place will get a reputation, and Cleveland is another one of them. But when you go there, they've got this area called the Flats that's all
yep.
bars and restaurants, and they've really made it nice. So,
I was at a club there last week. I was in Cleveland for 5 nights. It was this club, Hilarities.
Yeah.
It is one of the best comedy clubs in the country. They have this 4th Street. Michael Simon He's a big, you know, he's on Lola. The Chew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lola, right there. That's his where restaurant. He started. So mm-hmm. he single-handedly revitalized a whole city block. He's got like two or three restaurants there.
Yep.
And then they've done a good job where they put the stadiums and then LeBron mm-hmm. coming back.
The Drew Carey district helps. Is thriving.
Fantastic. I love it there. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. There's plenty to enjoy.
No, but the Rock Hall definitely helped with that as well because it really brought some tourism and infused the city with some money.
Yeah, I went there. That's kind of... It was cool.
You weren't happy with the Rock
Hall. I would
love
to go see like a show there, like a concert, you know?
Yes.
But other than that, it's kind of like Hard Rock Cafe. It's like, oh, wow, there's Bon Jovi's jacket.
That doesn't thrill you?
But it still made it a destination.
It is. Yeah. They have some cool stuff there. The history of the music was, it was, you know, just to see the influence of rock from the blues and gospel and just kind of seeing it evolve into rock and roll.
Pat, you should be a comedian and also a travel agent to cities that get bad raps. You should do both of those simultaneously.
I feel like that one's okay.
And I like to be a museum consultant.
Right.
Curator.
Bon Jovi's jacket's great, but I'd put more bright lights around it. Make it spruce it up a little bit. Do something nice. Pat McGann is here. He's at Zany's in Rosemont tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night. Two shows on Friday night, two shows on Saturday night. Zany's.com has all the ticket information for you. And then a new album is out. We'll talk about that with you next, I hope. Or are you embarrassed talk about this?
No. Well, I will talk about it.
Pat will talk about his new album next. It's Bill F. and Hannah Stanley in for Wendy on WGN. Pat McGann is here. He is appearing at Zany's in Rosemont tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night. There's two shows on Friday. There's two shows on Saturday. Zany's.com has all your ticket information. And Pat, your website is what?
PatMcGannComedy.com.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, PatMcGann.com was taken.
Somebody already
by
had that.
Some furniture store in
right.
LA.
Capitalizing on your success.
Yeah. So I had to go with Pat McGann Comedy.
I think it's a great name.
.com.
I hold in my hand one of these CDs that the kids like to play.
Yeah.
One of these music CDs. Only yours is comedy.
Right. So I finally put an album together.
Isn't this great? When you have this, don't you say to yourself, this is legit now. I've got a CD. This is real.
Yeah, you could trick yourself into thinking that. Sure.
Did you create a space on the shelf and double light it? So that
you
it's
do that.
So that people walk into your house and their eyes are automatically drawn to
And I put
the...
one of my jackets in there too, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You did?
I put a pair of my jeans.
That's expensive, Pat.
Good.
When you were a kid, go back with me in time a little bit, and you'd have a comedy CD or maybe a comedy album or an 8-track. Who were you listening to?
I was into like Seinfeld, Gaffigan, Eddie Murphy. I mean, when his Those weren't CDs, but those were like the VHS tapes.
Yeah.
I had Delirious.
Yeah.
And then when Raw came out, and you had to like hide those, you know?
Because mm-hmm. they were kind of racy.
Explicit.
Yeah.
But fantastic. You know, that was just kind of, I was into stand-up, definitely, but also big into SNL.
Oh, were you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, those are very influential. I don't know how anybody who's enjoyed comedy over the last several years, everything you just mentioned, that's going to influence you, right?
Oh, of course.
It would have to. Yeah. I remember watching that Eddie Murphy special on HBO over and over again to the point where when my friends and I would watch it, if we needed to, we could do it word for word. Were you the same way?
Oh, of course, yeah. You'd be out with your friends and, you know, the ice cream truck you'd hear and you'd go into that ice cream bit he would do. And
yep.
Yeah, no, it was so good. It was kind of like, I remember the first time when like 48 Hours came out.
Yeah.
And that was like my first introduction to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Because I had never been up that late to see an SNL and all that. And We were up in Milwaukee, like a bunch of families went up there for Irish Fest, and we were in the hotel room, and all the kids were in one room, and the adults are in another room, and they were like, watch this.
Yeah.
And we watched 48 Hours, which was, I was probably like 7 or 8 years old.
Oh, boy.
Way inappropriate.
Yeah.
But it was like, wow, this dude is
He
so
had it
funny.
All.
Yeah.
Didn't he? He really did have
and
it all.
And then you read about it now. I think he was probably like 20 at that time, and he was so young.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he's had the career he's had. He started
hard to believe.
So young, and he was that good at that age.
There's a story about him in one of the Saturday Night Live books, how at the end of a show they had 4 extra minutes and nothing to fill. They ran out of stuff. They showed all their scenes. They were out of stuff. And they said to him, do you just want to take it? And he did kind of what he did for his audition. He went up on stage on live TV across America and kind of just winged it for 4 minutes. And everybody said, we've got a star now. Yeah, that's the star of the show.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't think he gets enough credit. He's starting to now. I mean, they give him that Mark Twain Award this year.
Yeah,
he's definitely an icon.
Have you had the opportunity to work with any of the guys that you idolized when you were a kid?
Guys that I definitely saw and really respected and loved, but I wouldn't say like someone that I like was so enamored with that I've crossed paths with. I'm trying to think.
But wouldn't that be fun to do? One of the guys that made you,
you know,
decide
I
to
worked
be a
with
comedian?
Kevin Nealon, and Kevin Nealon was a guy that, you know, watching him on SNL.
Yeah.
You know, and we worked together once. He was fantastic on stage and off stage. Yeah. He was such a good guy.
He's a lot of fun.
I'm trying to think of some other people that, you know, you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm working with this.
Yeah.
This person.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
You travel in those circles now. Can I ask about Elliot? We've talked about your son Elliot in the past.
Oh, he's doing great.
He's doing all right. Yes. Everything's good
there. He's doing well, and we're excited about Thanksgiving. We're coming up on a year from when he was diagnosed. It was the day after Thanksgiving last year.
I forgot.
He's doing good. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Hannah and I were saying we see pictures of him on Facebook all the time, sometimes wearing kind of a Superman cape, right?
Yeah, right.
Which Super-y. I love. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, so many people, we kind of like latched onto that logo for him.
Yeah.
Because he is like
the S on Superman's shield became the E.
And a few people made capes and sent them to us and dropped them off at our house. So it's
isn't that
great.
The best part of being a kid is if you feel on any given day like wearing a cape, feel free. But as an adult, if you just walked around town wearing a cape, people go, uh oh.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
He's just a little off.
And then his sister has to have one too because she has to.
And I automatically go to the Incredibles. Capes. No capes.
Right.
No capes.
Sometimes we put them to bed and then I put a cape on for the lady. Old lady.
Yeah, for Mrs. McCann. She loves the cape, I bet.
Walk in the room and she's usually asleep. Just because she's exhausted and been a long day. So then I'm just alone in my cape, which is fun. I just go downstairs and...
What's not to enjoy?
Run around with your arms askew. Right.
Do your kids still fall for the trick where you can stand in a doorway with your arms outstretched and make it look like you're flying and you move up and down? My kids just this year said to me, you know, we always thought that was stupid. You can stop doing that.
Yeah,
we
do that one, and then like the reach too. You reach your hand like someone else is pulling you.
That's
you
a fun really one. Scare them. How about if you're near something that covers up like your lower half and you pretend like you're walking downstairs just by making your legs shorter?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
It's classic.
I love doing that.
I'm not good at that. I've tried it and I've videotaped it to like practice, and it's just I have to give it up.
Your level of commitment is impressive, though.
It is.
That you've broken down film.
John Fox came over and helped me work with it. It was bad.
This is why I stopped doing stand-up, Pat, because my whole stand-up act was just doing those tricks that we talked about. I didn't do topical stuff. I went, you guys want to see me walking downstairs?
Yeah, all right, there were a lot of props involved.
A lot of props.
The flying behind the doorway stair guy.
Right. That was my closer.
Who thinks this is funny? Raise your hand.
Nobody? I thought this
would
kill.
Would you do the thumb, the magic thumb?
Yeah. Look, I got a thumb. Now I don't have
Get
a thumb. Now
here.
I have a thumb. Now I don't.
Take people's noses in the front row. I got your nose.
Right.
That's good.
That was how they billed me at Zany's. Bill got your nose left. Oh, is he there again? We got to see that guy. Pat, have a great Thanksgiving. A Merry Christmas. The new CD is called Sounds Good. Where can people buy this?
It's on iTunes. It's at Amazon and CD Baby. A few different sites.
Is CD Baby carrying this?
CD Baby. Yeah. Okay.
That's a Christmas
And I have download cards. You can buy them at my show. It's so funny. Like some kids now, it's like younger people, they're like, what? I'm not buying
CD.
A CD. Where would I?
Why would I do that?
So now you can also get download cards, and you can, you know, I sell those, and the people you give you a code. You go on a website,
dead weight,
just
CDs.
Download it.
You're
boom.
Downloadable. Everything's
it's
going
easy
good
to travel
for you.
With.
Go see Pat McGann, one of our city's finest, one of our nation's finest comics. He's appearing at Zany's tonight in Rosemont, and then Friday night and Saturday night. Also go to Zany's.com or visit Pat's own website. That's Pat McGann with two N's, PatMcGannComedy.com. Happy holidays to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thanks
everyone
so much.
Listening. Enjoy.
Enjoy is right. We'll take a quick break, and then more show coming your way next. It's Bill F. and Hannah Stanley in for Wendy on WGN.